FCC's CAR, Internet Speed Up 70% Since Repeal of Net Neutrality. By Tom Sikata on April 13, 2020. Brendan Carr, a commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission, addressed the aftermath of the FCC's decision to end net neutrality decision during an appearance on Breitbart News Sunday. Carr claimed that internet speeds have increased by 70% since the net neutrality decision. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr appeared on Breitbart News Sunday this week to discuss the aftermath of the revocation of the Obama-era net neutrality rules. Since the repeal, Carr claims that private investment has substantially improved the quality, availability, and reliability of American internet services. Net neutrality is a set of basic principles? There was not really too much controversy about that. In fact, the internet works that way, regardless. What net neutrality was really about was greater government control of the internet through a complex regime called Title II, Carr said. Since we, the FCC, voted to reverse those Obama-era rules on net neutrality, internet speeds in the U.S. are up 70%. More miles of high-speed fiber were built out last year than ever before. There is more competition for Americans' broadband dollars. The digital divide, the percentage of Americans without high-speed internet, has closed by 30%, Carr added. Carr claimed that America's internet infrastructure has remained strong during the Chinese virus pandemic because private investment has increased since the repeal of the Obama-era rules. During this COVID-19 pandemic, we are having a massive stress test of our internet infrastructure, and it is holding up exceptionally well because of all that investment that has happened since the repeal of those Obama-era rules, Carr continued. In fact, if you compare how the internet is performing here in the U.S. to other countries that have more heavy-handed approaches to the internet, our internet infrastructure is showing a lot more resilience because the private sector was allowed to invest and build out without the overhang of those Obama-era rules, Carr finished. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.